Hello, Carroll County. This is Kenny Kyler, Carroll County Commissioner, elected in District 2, Finksburg, Hampstead, and Manchester. But I love all of Carroll County. Almost 2 years, 9 months now on the job, completed 3 budgets, but I need your input. Call me at 443-986-1458 or email me at kkyler@carrollcountymd.gov. I'll start with the hot topic for everyone. Two hot topics, the transmission line. FERC keeps saying we're going to have outages. PJM keeps saying we're going to have outages. It's odd that we'd have outages in Maryland when this line doesn't even serve Maryland. They keep changing why we want it. We need to keep fighting. PSEG filed a second federal lawsuit for properties and then a third for federal marshal protection. Their crews are now in the Limeburg area. I do feel strongly they should not dig, even with a shovel, without calling Miss Utility. That's the law, and they need to follow the law. They need to stay on the property that they've notified, not the neighbor's property. But don't threaten them. If they're on the wrong property, they need to get where they belong. If they dig without Miss Utility, they need to stop. But threatening them does no good. The other hot topic, kind of, is solar on ag, which we thought Carroll County settled. And doesn't belong on ag, it belongs on rooftops, parking lots, so many other places, commercial, industrial. We probably have the largest rooftop in the state covered with solar, but enough isn't enough. There's a spreadsheet on our website showing different projects in Carroll County, but I'll just run through some for everyone. On Sullivan Road, that one is approved and plans are being submitted. Bear Branch, north of Westminster near Laram Drive, is approved. Again, they owe us a resubmittal. Pleasant Valley Road's approved. Pre-submittal meeting occurred, waiting on a submittal. Bear Branch, Old Westminster Road, that's approved. And when I say approved, that's approved by PSC, the Public Service Commission, overrode Carroll County and said they can do it. No contact with us from that one. The two on Fanny Dorsey Road and the one at Cape Horn and 482 and the one at Brown Road in Tawnytown area are still in the Public Service Commission process. Now that's, I think, 8 or 9, but there's 5 more that we've heard about, but they haven't submitted an application. There's one on Eckert Road, one on 97 in Bachman Valley, one on Hemlock Lane in Westminster, one north of Tawnytown off 140, and one on Benson Road in Westminster. Again, a couple of the processes with PSC have slowed because I think a judge might have to step aside for personal reasons, but she was a great judge and listening to us a lot. We'll miss her, but hopefully the judge they replace her with will be just as accommodating. Budget process for this current fiscal year is complete. It was a good budget, again, increased some revenue without raising taxes, which Carroll County's done since 1997. I don't know if any other jurisdiction has avoided raising the tax rate for that long, and hopefully we can keep doing it. Income tax is so hard to predict, property tax a little more, but the state does the assessments, so we can, again, guess what they're going to be, but we don't do them. And the budget, that's our most important job. Staff's working to get ready for a presentation to S&P, Fitch, and Moody's on our bond rating. Carroll County's maintained AAA with all 3 of them, and hopefully we'll continue to do that. The master plan's being updated. Committees are meeting. A lot of people are involved with that. That's done every 10 years. I think some citizens make it a little more than it is. It's a plan. It doesn't restrict anything. The zoning laws and how they change, that's what allows or restricts. But the master plan, it's a great exercise and a great look at Carroll County. AgPres has passed the 80,000 acres of 100,000 goal. It's going to be harder and more expensive to get the last 20, but we're working on it. We had the Maryland Department of Environment, MDE, secretary visit Carroll County, toured Union Bridge, Westminster Community Pond, and had a meeting with board and staff members here. We also had Tom Barkin, president and CEO of Federal Reserve Bank of Richmond, spent a long day here. He started out in the morning with a meeting with us and some other business people and continued with different meetings, a lunch meeting, afternoon meetings, and then a dinner meeting. I think he was here probably for 12 hours, so we really appreciate that. Denise Beaver worked on making that happen for probably a year, and it was a great visit. The one thing I'll quote him on, he said, with the current economy in Maryland, the current economy somewhat nationwide and things changing, he said the average businessman is like someone driving in the fog. They need to be cautious. They need to stay awake and look at how things are changing. And that seemed to be a good analogy. I went to the ARC groundbreaking for two new homes. Significant that the two new homes are going on two lots that Carroll County donated to the ARC. But just a great group doing great things. Ex-Commissioner Rothstein is now Secretary of the Maryland Department of Veterans and Military Families, appointed by Governor Moore. He took that position August 1st, so soon be a month in it. And that's a great decision for Carroll County, a great decision for the state. He'll be great at it, and he has so many contacts throughout the Veterans Network. I was really impressed with a gentleman that came here. Governor Moore decided to do the announcement in Carroll County, and some of Secretary Rothstein's friends came, and awesome people. He's got such a network. And I want to compliment the governor's staff and the Carroll County staff for creating a flawless event. They did great. That does create a commissioner opening for District 5. Carroll County Republic Central Committee has recommended Susan Krebs to the governor's staff. As far as I know, the governor has not made an appointment. Looking at history from Glenn Denning through now, even some with Governor Schaefer, they can take as long as they want. They can appoint anyone they want, but it has to be the same party, so in this case, a Republican. So it'll be curious to see how it works out. Governor O'Malley held one position open, I think, in PG County for over a year. Hopefully that won't happen here, but that's the governor's right. It's including Carroll County. There's been lawsuits filed when they've held a position open, but every case was finished in such a way that it supported the governor's right to do it. So we're counting on the governor to do the right thing for Carroll County. I mentioned earlier the transmission line. The commissioners have submitted letters. We're on the case. We have outside attorneys representing us, and we did send a letter supporting that PSC needs to make them do a detailed schedule and investigate and not rush things through, which is what PSEG would like. They're a contractor, and they want quick approval so they can complete it on time, but that's not our problem. Groundbreaking for the state's attorney's building. The one thing I want to mention quickly about that, they're in an old space in the one courthouse. They've probably doubled their size since they've moved in there and are quite cramped. But more importantly, the courts have told them they have to leave the building. So this new building is very much needed. It's probably the best cost-effective space for them. Good to Manchester and Hampstead's National Night Out, attending carnivals. And while we have county EMS, and everybody's aware that we still have many volunteers during fire helping with the ambulances, and they desperately need our help with bingo, raffles, carnivals, and anything we can do to help them with fundraising. I want to mention our employees. We did some service recognition, and we have some now retiring. We're blessed with great employees. I'll just touch on it. Last week was Mako in Ocean City, and not only did we attend some good sessions, but we got to talk to Secretary Day, Secretary Wu, Secretary Rothstein. We met and spent some time with Dr. Levy, who is Carroll County's newest deputy health officer. So if you haven't met him and you deal with the health department, try to say hi to him and meet him. And it was great getting to talk to him. Talked to the comptroller before she did a session, which was a great conversation, and got to talk to Governor Moore and some of the staff a little bit. They were busy running around. Carroll County had their fair. That was great. Rhonda and I supported the cake auction and the livestock auction like we've done for several years, and it's just a great event with great families, great businesses, and great people supporting them. Graduations seemed like yesterday, but school starts next week. Be ready for the school buses And we are scheduling a meeting upcoming with our delegation. And we value our relationship with them and Annapolis in general, and MACO helps make that work. So again, Kenny Kyler, elected in District 2, represent all of Carroll County, love all of Carroll County. 33 months into this job, and I have filed to run again for a second term. I love Carroll County, need your input. Please call me or email me. Thank you very much.